it's lovely that people are so excited about Broadchurch coming back. To be involved in anything that people are so enthusiastic about is wonderful, and not something that we ever predicted when we started Series 1 way back when. We knew it was good, but we didn't. You never know if anyone's going to take to it. It's another brilliant bit of writing by Chris Chibnall, and a fantastic cast to be part of.
So we've ticked off film, we've ticked off TV.
Yeah.
You're also on the stage.
I am. I'm mid-rehearsals. Well, coming to the end of rehearsals now for Don Juan in Soho, which is at the Wyndham's Theatre from the middle of March. We're just getting to the kind of pointy end where it all gets a little bit scary and you realise you're going to have to go on stage and actually do it now. But yeah, Patrick Marber has written a very up-to-date version of Don Juan, which is obviously the old Molière play, but this is a completely, very much of now, very funny, quite naughty.
Do you like to be funny and naughty?
Who doesn't? I can't think of a finer place to exist.
I think that's probably
than
true.
A naughty, funny place.
If you had to kind of choose one media, if you like, to do forevermore.
Yeah, no, don't make
Come
me
on
choose.
Now.
No, don't. People always ask you this question. The very fact that one of the joys for me of this job is that I get to flit between genres, and that's the variety that I hope I can always be enjoying, because it's great. You get, doing a play is such a different experience to filming something, and when I'm doing one I always slightly yearn for the other, because they tickle different parts of your funny bone. I love them both, so I'm also being on stage is terrifying and sort of awful, and you feel terribly mortal. But I suppose that's part of what you chase as well, that excitement. And then filming's such a different rhythm, because you're filming's about just getting something once, that one time where all the elements, all the planets align, and it's in the can and it's there for the rest of time. Whereas theatre's exists in that moment and is gone forever, and you have to repeat it every night and rediscover it every night. And they're quite different jobs, and I don't want to have to choose.
Okay, well, I won't force you to.
Thank you.
But since you've been talking about flitting between genres, I can now have a tortured segue between that and flitting between times and worlds and Doctor Who.
That was
See
very,
what I did?
Very tortured.
It was. I'm
but you
sorry.
Got there.
I did. In the end, it was bad. I'm sorry. For you, who is the next Doctor Who?
Stop
come
it.
On, come on.
As if I knew, do you think I would tell you? And as
no,
I don't
who should
know,
it be? Who should it
I
be?
I do not make me answer that question. I have no idea, and I'm delighted I don't have to make the decision.
Well, what do you think about Tilda Swinton in the role?
Well, she'd be brilliant, yeah.
Do you think it's time for a woman to fill those shoes?
I am not going to give you the headline that I will be strung up with. I'm delighted I don't have to make that decision. It's a very hard decision to make.
Can you watch it as a fan now?
Oh, yeah, I love it, yeah. Wouldn't miss an episode.
Really special to you.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think, when you look back on your career so far, is the thing that has the dearest place in your heart?
That's a very hard question, because it's sort of the thing I've done most recently, probably, because that's the thing that you're most kind of emotionally connected to. But I've been so lucky that so many of the things I've done have meant so much to me, and have felt like special events. Like Magic Me Normal was a really wonderful sort of magical thing. Broadchurch has been a huge part of my life, because when something's that ubiquitous, it changes your life in a way. But then, I'm about to, I'm in the white heat of rehearsals for a play at the moment, which is sort of filling so much of my brain that feels like, so I don't know, I can't really separate it all out. I'll have to look back on my deathbed and give you a proper objective view.
Well, I'll try not to come knocking at that point. That
okay.
might be quite strange.
Okay.
Obviously, you're kind of in and out of Scotland. You come back when you can.
Yeah.
But, you're a proud Scot.
Absolutely.
Do we need Indie Ref 2, do you think?
Well, the trouble with being asked this question, of course, is I don't get a vote. I don't live here. So anything I have to say on the matter is utterly irrelevant, which is why I avoid talking about it, because it genuinely isn't for me to say. So anything I say is... It does not have the benefit of understanding what it's like to live in Scotland anymore. I mean, I'm here as much as I can, but I don't live here. I don't, and therefore I don't get a vote, and therefore it's nothing to do with me.
Think you'll ever live here again full time?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I'd love to, yeah.